Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and for just a few minutes that I have with you, I just know if you stay tuned that your heart will be lifted up and encouraged. But first, I want to pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch all of my listeners today. Bless them and help them, Lord. Touch them in a mighty way. And I pray, Lord, that if there be one under the sound of my voice that is not born again, that today you will reveal to them that the only way into you, God the Father, is through your Son, Jesus Christ, and that they must be born again. Thank you for that revelation knowledge, and I pray for many souls of harvest. In Jesus' name, amen. There's a cute story that I've heard. My husband used to tell it all the time. And he told about a drunk man that was walking down the road, and he had one foot on the curb and one foot down on the road. And the policeman stopped and said, "Hey, mister, you're drunk." And the drunk looked back at the policeman and said, "Well, I'm glad of it." And the policeman said, "Why?" He said, "Well, for a moment there, I thought I was crippled." You know, that's the way some of you are. You got one foot in the Word, one foot on the world, and you're not walking straight. And let me tell you, you've crippled yourself in your walk of life. Today, the Word tells us this. That if we will, in Colossians 1:10, it says that if we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. If you'll walk in the knowledge of God and let God increase your fruit of goodness. Some of you today, one day you're up, next day you're down. One day you're happy, next day you're sad. Let me tell you something. You can't let your condition. I always remember what Paul said in Philippians, and we love to quote this scripture, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." But you know, we take that as a financial need, and God will supply the needs that we have. God wants you to have money to feed your family and to give them housing and clothes. God wants you to have the things that you need. But Paul wrote that verse from a prison cell. No matter what you're going through, whether a heartache, whether a trial in work or a financial or with your health, he said, "But my God shall supply all your needs." My son was having a thing at work, and the people had threatened to cut a lot of their hours, and it was a very trying time, and he was really praying and seeking God over it, because it would have meant a huge cut in the pay and work for a lot of people. And one night I was praying for my son, and God gave me a word. And the next morning when he called, I said, "God gave me a word." He said, "Mama, what is it?" I said, "God spoke to me and said, 'But my God.'" Let me tell you, that's something the world is not counting on, "But my God." Paul said, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." See, it's nothing that we've done. It's through Jesus Christ. "But my God." Today, can you say that? "But my God. I might be having a rough time, but my God will supply my need. I might be having a heartbreak right now, but my God will supply all my need." There have been many times the old devil thought, "Hey, this is it. She'll never get back up again." But my God. There are many times we've gone through hardships and trials, and people think they can't go on anymore. But my God. Let me tell you something. Don't count that out. But my God. "But my God shall supply all my need." We can keep our feet on a solid foundation. We don't have to walk one-sided or one way. We can walk solid on a solid foundation, and that foundation is Jesus Christ. If you built your home and your life on anything other than Jesus, it's going to be as sinking sand. Let me tell you, people may leave you. Your children may walk off and leave you. Your money might leave you. Your possessions might go. But my God. But my God, Jesus said, "I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. I'll never divorce you. I'll never walk out on you. I'll never abuse you. I'll never hurt you. But I died for you that you could have life and have it more abundantly." I'm telling you, but your God will bless you if you'll just let him. Call on him today and ask him to help you. He wants to help you. He wants to bless you. He wants to encourage you. He wants to lift you up. "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Thank you for listening.